Welcome to Student Success Stories,
a Yuwa Budding podcast series made by students
for students.
Here's how we succeed.
Hey, all right. Hey, Lisa. I already know you a little bit.
Hi, my name is Nelisbeth Munoz, aka Lisa. You?
Good morning. My name's Caitlin.
We are what, non-traditional students?
Well, we're students, first and foremost, I'd like to say, but I guess we don't necessarily fit the traditional mold. If you think of an undergrad student or a student in general being, 18 to 24, I think is, the traditional. So, I mean, we don't have to get into details, but I guess I think we both fall outside of that age range.
Definitely non-traditionals. We decided to get a little bit of life expertise, mm-hmm. and then just ended up here.
Yeah. Yeah, in my case, I started college right out of high school. So I did the traditional track. I'm from Minnesota, so I went straight from my high school in Minnesota to Canada, and because I wanted to escape my small town or whatever. So I went six hours north over the border. I was there for 3 years, and after my third year, I decided, you know what, you got to make it through this year and then give yourself a little bit of break. And so then, yeah, I did get life experience that kind of turned into several years of life experience, but all super valuable. I did a lot of traveling in that time, which was just fundamental in shaping my interests and my passions and all of that, and just kind of expanding my worldview. And then time in the working world, I feel made me that much more appreciative when I decided, you know what, let me finish that degree. I'd already had 3 years in, the money spent for 3 years. Let me get complete with that. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, that sounds was a very exciting moment in your life. I, however, ended up marrying early, mm-hmm. and having children at an early age. Mm-hmm. And then there was a point in my life that I knew I needed to go back to school, and I needed to better myself, if it's the wording that everybody uses, right?
Yeah.
And I started looking and see, and I was like, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go back into school. But that happened after I started at my job, and I started as a customer service associate back at JCPenney's in 2007, and then I was able to move up in the world. I started as a sales associate, ended up as a human resources supervisor. So it wasn't until 2015 that I decided to, yes, I'm going to go back to work. So I have all these many years of just taking care of my children and working little bits of work here and there, and of course taking the small courses along the way, but nothing nothing really on an institute wise. So
yeah.
I have a little bit of work experience, of course motherhood and the like, but it wasn't until then that I decided to end up here.
Yeah, I feel one difference for me in talking to some of our peers or people that maybe are in that more traditional track, I feel and it sounds with your story too, there's a moment where you chose, you actively decided, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go to school, and I'm going, it's like a powerful decision, versus sometimes I think kind of in our current system, it's just kind of the norm. For a lot of kids, it's the expectation. And I know when you don't feel like you really have a choice of where you end up, it can be kind of harder to appreciate it while you're in it.
Well, thank you. I actually appreciate that coming from you. Yes, it was a very good experience for me doing it that way. But definitely, if you are in the traditional aspect of it, it doesn't matter as long as you get there, as long as you do what it is that you would like to do. See, in my case, I wanted to, there was a moment of my life that I wanted to have the family. And
yeah.
then you went and you did your traveling,
right.
actually, and you mind telling us where did you end up going?
Yeah, so I kind of caught the travel bug through how I said it after that, when I make it through that third year, I'm taking a break. And right in spring of that year, my friend called me and was like, hey, there's tickets. I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado. There's tickets for $70. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, oh my God, I've never done anything like this before. Let's go. Like, I thought about it for like 2 seconds. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So then that I was able to kind of like follow his lead. Like, he was a more seasoned traveler. So I kind of like rode his coattails around like the states. And then after that, it was such like a profound experience for me to really like help get my confidence back and just like be out in nature. It can get kind of like a lot being like all academic all the time. I feel like it's very, can be very much living in your head. So like really making, just getting out and having adventure was really like a shift. So when I got back from that, I was like, okay, that was great. I need to go out on my own now. Like, I don't just want to like follow somebody else. And that's when I decided to do like a backpacking trip.
So my decision of coming from school, as I said before, was because there was a moment of my life that I needed more, that I knew that I needed to succeed a little bit more in my life.
Yeah.
And that I needed to have the resources and the diplomas or the essentials to say, yes, I want to move forward in the world. I want to move up in the world. And that's what made my decision. And also to tell my kids that, yes, you can do it. If I can do it, you can also do it. So that was my decision of coming back to school back in 2015. What was yours?
So for me, like, I was always kind of like, not rebellious to that idea, but I was so like alternative minded of like, I don't need a degree to be successful. I don't need, like, for me, it was more like after I took that break, no matter, every year I was doing something like different, but always in the back of my mind, I had this like feeling of incompletion around like this thing I had given so much time, money, and effort. So for me, it was a matter of like, I want to get complete with this. I don't want to leave this loose end hanging. It wasn't really necessarily to move forward. I feel like I need it. It was more like getting peace with it. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm here, oh my God, as soon as I like paid my like whatever the check is for like your first like deposit that says like, yes, I like accept it, I felt like $1 million. Like walking down the street, I was so happy. I felt like making that decision to like, all right, I'm getting an action around this. I like just felt like so much suddenly became possible for
it
me.
Is actually a very emotional feeling to make a decision of say, okay, I am up this much in my life, but yet there's something missing.
Yeah.
And just filling out the paperwork and say, yes, I'm going to school, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
It's just a whole new chapter of your life.
Yeah.
Just opens up and you just want more, and you just want to absorb everything that the college experience has to give you. And I completely agree with you. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And applying that, I feel like, to so many areas of your life, of course, school, and also, like, just the act of, like, if in any area of your life where you're feeling stuck or, like you said, feeling like something's kind of missing, identifying an action that moves that like from just your headspace and like thinking about something or feeling like emotionally like incomplete or whatever it may be, identifying an action and then taking that action, however big, deciding to go back to school, or small, like deciding to get up and out of your house for the afternoon, like whatever decision it may be, just getting like in action and like stay moving.
Definitely. Now, you came directly to Albany because my way of coming back to school or getting into the college environment, I wanted to make a smaller transition. Being out of school for that long, I decided to apply for a smaller college. So I went to Hudson Valley Community College for my first 2 years until I got my way. And I even decided not to do it in the fall season because everybody was coming out of high school. I started in the spring, and that got kind of like ease me into the process of my whole new chapter.
Yeah.
Now, you decided to come right in into the University of Albany.
Yeah, that's a smart idea to ease in. For me, because I had those 3 years in the university in Winnipeg in Canada, I was like, okay, I'm practically done. I only have 1 year to go or whatever. But I mean, it turned into more than that. About 60 of my credits transferred from that big, that was a big university that I was at before. So although that was like 7 years ago or however long ago it was, I did have some familiarity with like a big university or what kind of to expect. I think because I had spent so many years, like I said, with it in the back of my mind, and like, you know, every fall season looking at different schools across the country, and like, I was so tired of having it live inside my head that when I finally was like, all right, let me do it, I was just like, UAlbany. Like, I just decided, like, that's the first one I pick. I'm going to do that. What do I want to study? I'm going to study Spanish. I had been so indecisive in the past that I was ready to just boom, 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 like, get in action and just, like, get it done.
Yeah, see, I went for business, and I decided, like I said, to go in my Hudson Valley Community College, but I knew that I was not going to stop on my two-year certificate.
Yeah.
There was no point for me to be an HR supervisor, step down just to get a two-year certificate.
Yeah.
So I knew I was definitely going to end up at UAlbany. So what I did was follow the UAlbany curriculum, and then I ended up transferring all my credits into University of Albany and my bachelor's of courses in business administration. And then once I was in there, I wanted to combine something else, and all of this big university kind of got to me, and it was like, I can do so much. I could have started here, and then I started looking into like, oh, I want to do another major, and I wanted to do them all, to be honest, but I was like, I gotta pick another major.
Yeah.
And then I ended up of course speaking the Spanish as well.
Mm-hmm.
I figured combining the Spanish that I already knew, but to get more proficient, I needed to have also something to back it up.
Yeah.
So I figure a bachelor's in Spanish combined with the business.
Yeah, it seems like a brilliant combination, honestly. So you're done. Now you have a BA in business from UAlbany. That's done.
Yes.
And to the side. Now you're working on, you're in the combined BAMA program for Spanish?
That is correct.
Okay.
I have started the BAMA program. So it is the bachelor and master's programs in the Spanish department. With the focus in the linguistic area.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to be able to say, yes, I am fluent or I am proficient in Spanish, and then have this other knowledge that I have already previously from the other bachelors have gathered.
Yeah.
So it's very, very good experience to have.
Yeah.
And you are as well in the BA.
Yeah, so I finished. I started doing the BAMA last year and graduated with, like, the undergrad portion in the spring. And now I'll be graduating this spring with the master's program, which is something I totally did not expect. Mind you, I was like, let me just get in and do this, like, 1 year that I have left and, like, get complete with the undergrad. I, like, was not at all on my radar that I would, like, be pursuing that, like, higher, like, degree or whatever.
It's funny that you actually mentioned that. I was on the same boat.
I was
just going to come in and get my bachelor's in business and, somehow, yes, I transferred over and thought it was a good idea to get a bachelor's in Spanish.
Yeah.
And yet, here I am with the BAMA in Spanish, of course.
Yeah.
And I don't regret it a bit. It's been an actual experience. It's been a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
And there's just still so much to learn. I still have probably 1 year to go. But to be honest, I take it semester by semester. I take it one day at a time,
not
to get overwhelmed. I am busy. I have, you know, a family.
Yeah.
I have work and I have school, but it's completely doable.
Yeah.
Yes, there are ups and downs, and there are days where you feel that you have given it all, or you can't keep going forward, and then just something happens and it just boosts you along, and you just say, yes, I can do this.
Yeah, totally. And I think, like, acknowledging, like, one thing that I've learned now, like, being in the master's program that I feel like would have been great to know in the undergrad, or just doubt, like, is always going to be a part of the process. Like, no matter if you're, like, an A-plus student, there's always going to be doubt in some form along the process. And I feel like that can sound, like, scary, or like that's not a great thing, but I feel like it's powerful to like to know that, so then when you do start feeling doubtful again, you're like, no, this is just part of it, and I'm gonna choose to play on my own team, or like stand for myself in like overcoming it. And hey, last semester I did that one crazy thing, I didn't think I was gonna make it through that, and here I am now continuing. So like,
definitely it's about starting it, finishing it, getting there, and just jumping all through the hoops, and then at the end, it's all going to be worth it.
Yeah.
It's just definitely.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to comment, like, and share.
And stay tuned for our next episode.